The question was asked, can we really say that a person is gauged based on his moments of weakness? Is that really a clear moment that's who the person is? So of course, every person has moments of weakness. Chazal tells Avraham Avinu needed support, and Avraham Avinu had his moments of weakness. We know of his moments of strength, but we also know of his moments of weakness. And this is true of many of our sages, including Moshe Rabbeinu. We have a famous story about the Rambam, Maimonides, who upon losing his brother, who lost the whole family business and left a tremendous amount of debt and all his children to feed on the Rambam's shoulders, losing his own children, losing his father, all in 1 year, the Rambam crashed. I don't know if what the Rambam had was a case of severe depression or the emotions overcame him physically, and he was bedridden for a long time, somewhere in the range of a year. We know about the Rambam's great moments, but somehow people forget to tell us about the Rambam's own falling. The Pachad Yitzchak writes that one of the problems with reading history books is that they only tell you about successes. They don't tell you that every big person had his failings, had his days when he couldn't get out of bed or had a hard time dealing with the day, couldn't focus. It's true. Everyone has their strengths and weaknesses, and Hashem looks at the whole person. But we do have to remember that there is an element of the true person that comes out at moments of weakness. A part of us that we'd like to deny exists. But instead of denying that it exists, we should change it so that it becomes a better part of us. And we are also gauged based upon that part of us. And what I was trying to point out is that I don't think you could hold the person to task over not standing up to the weakness at that moment. There's too much pressure. I think the idea is that the question is that God poses to the person is, how well did you prepare yourself before that moment so that what would come out at that moment would be a positive thing? And that's what we have to work on. We have to work on building ourselves not only to be positive Jews when things are pleasant and easy, but also to be positive Jews when things are very, very tough. And I don't know if anyone knows how well they've built themselves till they're put to the test. And that's what Chazal tell us, that the test is very often to reveal to the world what lies within a person. Had you asked Avraham Avinu whether he would stand up to the test of the Akedah, I hope he'd say yes, but Chazal say that Hashem said, let me show the world that my Avraham Avinu could stand up to the Akedah. Right? Chazal say, that's the whole idea of the test. Hashem says, I'm going to show the world. And so on and so forth. I have a pshat which I haven't seen in any of the commentaries, so I don't know if it's true. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this pshat. I'll suggest it, and we'll leave it as something to be looked up, to be verified if it's a true pshat or not. But I think that there is an element of truth in this pshat. It says that Rabbi Akiva was being tortured to death. They were skinning him alive, and he was reading Shema. And he was saying, "Vavkat Hashem Elokecha," you have to love Hashem, your God, with all your life, up to the point of giving up one's life, al kiddush Hashem. And his students said to him, "Rabbi Adkan, to this point, you're being tortured to death over your Judaism, an old man, 120 years old, but being tortured to death, and at this point you're willing to say, love Hashem with all your heart?" Rabbi Akiva said, "My whole life I was pained over this pasuk, Matai Avoli Adi Vakaimenu." What does that mean? Rabbi Akiva was always hoping I'll have a chance to fulfill this. So I always thought that the simple reading of pshat is that the Vakaimenu has to be read with a question mark. That Rabbi Akiva says, "I was always pained over this pasuk, and I said to myself, when will I be put to this test? Vakaimenu, will I stand up to that test?" So I don't know if that's a real pshat in the Gemara. I didn't see a commentary that says it yet. But that's the way I always read the Gemara. That even Rabbi Akiva said, when I've stood up to the test, then I'll know I could stand up to the test. So we prepare. But the point I was trying to make is that we do have to be cognizant of this aspect, that sometimes what comes out in the difficult moments is a part of us that really we should have worked on better earlier.